Basic Training Tape 2, Side 2, Section 1. More about the voice menu. The screen voice menu. Side 2, Section 2. The speech pad voice menu. Side 2, Section 3. JAWS cursor voice menu. Side 2, Section 4. The voice universal menu. Intro to the dictionary menu. Speaking numbers. Speaking punctuation symbols. End of line pauses. Uppercase sensitivity. Filter out repeated characters. Acronyms. Side 2, Section 5. The Config Files menu. The concept of configuration files. Explanation of autoload. Manually loading or saving a configuration file. The suggested config file name. Enter Joyce, address, and phone numbers.
This is side 2 of tape number 2 of the JAWS version 2.3 basic training. Thanks for joining us. We left off talking about the screen voice menu in the JAWS menus. To get to where we are, let me see where I am.
Echo. Screen.
There we are.
Screen.
You do a control slash, and that'll get you the JAWS main menu, and then hit V for voice, and then S for screen, and that will take you down into
Echo.
Echo. Now the screen, remember on this menu, well, the screen menu, we had global, keyboard, screen, speech pad, etc. Well, the screen is one of those sources that we talked about for the voice. When you type a file to the screen, like we did with the Constitution, it comes up and JAWS traps it and speaks it in the screen voice. And you can adjust those parameters independently of the keyboard or the speech pad, volume, rate, pitch, and tone, or voices. One thing I didn't mention before about global, see, global is just a quick and easy way of adjusting all the voices with one fell swoop. Global, as its name implies, changes the keyboard, the screen, and the speech pad voice. So if you want to increase the volume, the rate a little bit, you just use the global menu and you can bump the rate up or down or anything you want to adjust. You can use global, it's just an easy way of adjusting all three. So here we are in the screen voice. I drop down into it.
Echo.
And I'm on echo. I go down into that.
On.
If I do a say line.
On off toggle.
On off toggle. Remember, a say line is an insert up arrow. On off toggle. So this echo is different from keyboard echo. On keyboard echo, we had characters, words, and off. Because when you type and you enter data, you might want to hear the characters you type or the word as you complete the word. Or you might want to hear nothing. Well, with screen, you really only have two choices, on and off. You can hear it all or none of it. Because we just didn't think it was reasonable to put in a character echo here as data comes up on the screen. There are some times when JAWS does not speak the data that comes up on the screen. Of course, if you turn screen echo off, it won't. But there are some programs that write data to the screen in such a way that JAWS cannot trap it with the screen echo technique. In fact, most of the modern PC programs write directly to screen memory, in which case this screen echo feature will not catch the data. WordPerfect, Lotus, most if not all of your word processors write directly to video memory, it's called. So if a program does that, JAWS will not trap that data with this screen echo. So you may have screen echo on, but you don't hear stuff coming up on the screen, and that's because the program's writing it directly to video memory. If a program writes to the screen through BIOS, B-I-O-S, then yes, we will trap it with this feature here. Now, if you have a need to hear everything that comes up on the screen and JAWS is not giving that to you, there is another way to do it, and that's with Smart Screen. And you should refer to the Smart Screen training tape or the manual to see how to do that. All right, screen echo. I'm going to go up.
Echo.
Over to the right.
Volume.
Volume.
Rate. Pitch. Voices.
I'm skipping these because they're the same as we did in global and in keyboard. Anytime you want to change any one of these settings, you go to the one you want. Just drop down into it and go left or right and select the number, and then you're out.
Echo.
All right, so all we have here on screen is echo, volume, rate, pitch, and voices. So there's not a whole lot in here. So I'm going to go out with an up arrow.
Screen.
And over to the right.
Speech pad.
To speech pad. I'll put a beep on the tape here. This is section 2, and we're talking about the speech pad in the voice menu. Again, this is another one of those voice sources, keyboard, screen, and speech pad. So I'll drop down into it with a down arrow.
Volume.
We have volume to the right of that.
Rate.
To the right.
Pitch.
To the right.
Voices.
To the right.
Interruptible.
Interruptible. And to the right.
Volume.
Back to volume. I'll go left again.
Interruptible.
Interruptible. Now, we had this on the keyboard, remember? Keyboard interruptible. Well, this is speech pad interruptible. Now, on previous versions of JAWS, they were the same. You turn either had interruptible on or interruptible off, and it didn't make any difference whether it was keyboard or speech pad. But with JAWS 2.3, there is a difference. The keyboard interruptible affects just the input keys, shall we say, like the letter keys and the number keys. Whereas the speech pad interruptible affects the speech pad keys. So if you want to type real fast, you can have keyboard interruptible on. And if you want to be sure you read back everything and don't miss anything, you can have speech pad interruptible off. So then as you type your letters, it will interrupt as you type. But as you go to read it back with the speech pad, it won't interrupt. So you have independent control. I think actually just the opposite of that is what most people are going to want. They're going to want to have keyboard echo off, so as they type they hear everything and don't interrupt. But as they go to read it back, they don't have to wait for those long phrases. They can just read around the screen and interrupt at will. So they are independent. Interruptible means, it's also, it could be called auto clear, because it clears the speech automatically when you hit the next key.
Interruptible.
Okay, that is the speech pad.
Speech pad.
I go up, and I'll put a beep on the tape. Now this is section 3, to the right of where I am.
JAWS cursor.
I go to the JAWS cursor. I'll drop down into that.
Volume.
To the right.
Rate. Pitch. Voices. Volume.
I only have four things here. Volume, rate, pitch, and voices, or tone. It might be saying tone on your system. This voice, remember, this is not one of those sources that we talked about. It's not keyboard, screen, or speech pad. It's JAWS cursor. Well, this voice kind of is to notify you when you have the JAWS cursor on. Remember we talked about once before, if you're looking at the screen with the JAWS cursor and you go to delete a character, it's not going to delete the one that you're on. It's going to delete the one that the PC cursor is on. Or if you go to insert data, it's not going to insert the data where you're looking at with your JAWS cursor. It's going to insert the data down where the PC cursor is, or up where the PC cursor is, whatever the case may be. So we provided kind of a subliminal, you know what I mean, warning or indication that the JAWS cursor is on. So you can adjust this voice, the JAWS cursor voice, differently, so that when it comes on, it's very, very obvious that you have the JAWS cursor on. Even if you're reading around the screen with a speech pad, or typing with the letter keys, or data's coming up on the screen, it will sound like the JAWS cursor voice. And that's a warning to you, or an indication to you, that you have the JAWS cursor on. Now, I have mine set up so they're very similar. But, you know, you have the full range of options here. You can...
7. Volume. 7.
Volume is set to 7.
Volume.
To the right.
Rate.
Down arrow.
3.
3. Up.
Rate. Pitch.
To the right. Pitch.
5.
I have my pitch set to 5. I believe the other pitches were set to 4.
Pitch, voices, 1.
Yeah.
Voices.
So you can change it for a more, you know, more definite, a more noticeable voice. So it's more clear that, hey, the JAWS cursor is on. As you get more and more used to using JAWS, that becomes less and less something to be concerned about because it becomes very automatic.
Voices.
Okay, I'll go up.
Jaws cursor.
Up to Jaws cursor. See, now I'm on that same menu that has the global. Let me do a say line. Insert up arrow.
Global keyboard screen speech pad Jaws cursor universal extra.
So to the right, we still have universal and extra that we haven't talked about. So I'll put a beep on the tape here. This is section 4. We're talking about
universal.
I did a right arrow there. I was on
Jaws cursor.
The Jaws cursor voice. Now I hit a right arrow from there.
Universal.
And I go to universal. Let me check my helpline.
Dictionary, comma, numbers, comma, symbols, comma, case, comma, filter, comma, acronyms, comma, et period.
Et period or etc. So let's look down into here. So I'll do a down arrow.
Dictionary.
And I land on dictionary. Let me do a say line.
Dictionary, numbers, symbols, line, pauses, case, filter, acronyms.
So these are all the choices, all the menus that are in here. Now dictionary is a feature for changing the way words are pronounced. And it's very handy. Because these synthesizers don't always say things the way you want them to. Especially things like proper names or even foreign names. Or even a word like Ohio. There can be some mistakes. So a dictionary becomes a way, well, what we are calling dictionary here, this is not a spell checker. And it's not a thing you can look up the way words are the definition of words. It's not that. It really is a pronunciation changer. And we just call it a dictionary. Let me drop down into it.
On. Off. Toggle.
And to the right of toggle is revise, which we're not going to get into now. That's the subject of another training tape, how to revise your dictionary. But we will get to that on one of these training tapes. So that's the dictionary. It's a way to change the way words are pronounced. And we give you the option
off, on,
of turning it off or on. Because sometimes it can be very confusing if you have a dictionary loaded and it may be changing a word, but you could swear that the word you just typed in was one word, and but yet what Jaws is saying is some other word. And that's what the dictionary can do for you. Besides changing the way a word is pronounced, it can completely change the word. I mean, it can say anything. So it's handy to be able to turn it off, and that gives you a very true picture. And you can turn it back on and see what effect your dictionary is having.
Dictionary.
Okay, so I hit an up arrow to get back up to dictionary, then over to the right.
Numbers. Adjust the speaking of numbers.
Did an insert 3, which reads the helpline. Adjust the speaking of numbers. So I'll go down into that.
Off. Off digits pairs.
Off digits pairs. Now on your machine you may have off digits pairs and full numbers. That's a feature we're adding. And these are just the way that numbers are pronounced. Off means don't change anything, just send the number through to the synthesizer and let it do it. Off means you're telling Jaws, don't mess with it, don't touch it, I like the way the synthesizer does it, just send it through. So if you have a smart synthesizer, you know, you will get the numbers in a smart way. But sometimes you want to have control over that, how the way numbers are spoken. And so, therefore, we offer digits, pairs, and full numbers. Digits means when you say a number, say each individual digit. Like when you see 1, 2, 3, 4, just say 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if we have it set to pairs and it sees 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll say 1234. And if we have it set to full numbers and it sees a 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll say 1234. So there's different ways of saying the numbers, and you on occasion may want to decide for yourself how it's going to be spoken. Some synthesizers have some very clever ways of interpreting for themselves what should be said. For example, the accent, if you have 5 digits or more, it says it digit by digit. Otherwise, it'll say it by pairs, I think. And I believe the Audapter has some very nice ways of doing it. Again, if it's 5 digits or more, it says it by digit, sort of like for zip codes. And it's got some other techniques, I think, I forget exactly. But some synthesizers look, see if there's a comma in there, and if so, they do it, you know, full numbers, things like that. So there's some neat things that can be done there. And we've just had a lot of requests to provide control. All right, so that's numbers, the way they're... Remember, to make your selection...
Off digits.
You just go to the one you want and hit the Enter key or the down arrow key.
Numbers.
So I did an up arrow to go up and over to the right.
Symbols.
Symbols.
Adjust the speaking of punctuation symbols.
These are punctuation symbols, like periods, commas, exclamation points. So let me go down into here.
All.
All. Let me do a say line.
Almost some none off.
Almost some none off. So we have all, most, some, none, and off. Again, the off setting tells JAWS don't mess with any punctuation symbols, just send it through to the synthesizer. On the other hand, all says speak every punctuation character. Well, what if your synthesizer doesn't speak it, which many don't? So then JAWS has to translate that symbol into a word, like, for example, a comma. We can't just send the comma out because it might not get spoken. So we send out C-O-M-M-A. And, you know, things like that, period, P-E-R-I-O-D. To be sure the synthesizer speaks that punctuation, which is real handy, of course, for, you know, proofreading text and whatnot. Now, to the right of all,
most. We
have most. This is a little more usual way of reading text. It speaks some symbols, but some it doesn't. The common ones it does not speak, like period, question mark, exclamation. It doesn't speak. So the text sounds more natural.
Some,
JAWS will cause to be spoken even fewer punctuation symbols, fewer than most. Again, it does speak some, but not as many as most, which is not as many as all. All right, to the right of some
none is
none. This actually doesn't speak any punctuation symbols. That's not quite the same as off. This is none. In the case of none, we purposely strip out the punctuation. Now, why you want to do that? Well, on computers, you don't always get complete words and phrases and sentences punctuated properly. Many computer programs use punctuation symbols to draw pictures on the screen and all kinds of other nonsense. So instead of hearing all that weirdness coming up on the screen, you can, in some situations, you'll want to select none for symbols. And to the right of that,
off
is off. And that's so you can let your synthesizer do it. And some synthesizers handle it, you know, very intelligently, and others not so intelligently. And a funny thing is, no matter how intelligently the synthesizer handles it,
all,
chances are it's only going to make you happy certain times, which means at other times it's not going to make you happy. So then there you have the choice of adjusting this punctuation the way you want it. All right, up arrow.
Symbols.
Took me up to symbols, now over to the right.
Line pauses.
Line pauses. This is a new feature we've added recently, and it's very handy with synthesizers like the DeckTalk or the Pros, which are very natural sounding. You may notice when you're reading text, English text, you know, real words and sentences and phrases, that if you do a say all, or you type the file to the screen the way we did with the Constitution, you may notice that it pauses at the end of each line. That's kind of a natural thing to do in, on most computers, the most computer-oriented things. But if you're dealing with a document, they don't always end the sentence at the end of the line. So you don't want it to pause there. So if you find yourself reading, you know, documents in a word processor using the say all feature, or with a list program listing files to the screen, or even the more command or the type command to put data up on the screen and listen to it, you might want to set this line pauses to off. And that way the text will sound much more natural if you have one of these natural sounding synthesizers. Now, like with the accent, which is one of my favorites, but it's not one of the most natural sounding. It scores its points on the performance and quickness, fastness. It's fast and responsive and quite understandable, although you would not, generally would not mistake it for a real human being. And so the line pauses don't really affect the sound of the accent that much, but the deck talk, they affect a lot. It does affect a lot. So
on.
I went down into the line pauses. It's set to on. A right arrow.
Off.
We'll set it to off. You select, hit enter or down arrow to select it, and give it a try.
Line pauses.
I'll go back up with an up arrow. Over to the right.
Case.
Now, in case I've lost you, remember I'm in the universal voice menu. You hit control slash to get to the JAWS menus. You hit V for voice. U for universal, and then you hit right arrow a few times and you'll get over here to
case. Adjust uppercase sensitivity.
Did an insert 3 or page down to read the helpline. Adjust uppercase sensitivity. Now with JAWS, you have
emphasize.
I'll go down into it with a down arrow. You have emphasize.
Say caps. Off.
And off.
Emphasize.
Emphasize means when JAWS spells, when you do a spell word or a say character, and the character is uppercase, it'll say it in a higher pitch. Kind of like we noticed on, I think it was Basic Training Tape 1. It says the character in a higher pitch. If that's not good enough, or if that's not distinct enough for you,
say caps.
Or if you want to proofread a document and you want to be reading along and get the capitalization information, you can select say caps. Then whenever JAWS sees the first letter capitalized, it'll say cap hello. Or if it sees the whole word capitalized, well, in the case of the Constitution we were reading, the whole word was capitalized, so it would have said cap, cap, Constitution. Or, if something's really weird about that word, it's not all caps, and not the first letter is caps, but something else is capitalized, like maybe McDonald's, where there's two capitalized letters, then it will say cap, cap, cap. So it gives you a very clear indication of what's going on there. And then you can stop and go back and look at it in detail if you like. All right, up arrow.
Case.
And to the right.
Filter. Adjust or filter out the speaking of repeated characters.
Adjust or filter out the speaking of repeated characters. You will probably run into a situation where somebody has put a line of stars across a document, or a line of dashes. Or if you're reading a table of contents, you'll see a row of periods. The topic on the left and a bunch of periods, and then the page number on the right. Well, that can be very annoying with a talking computer. And so this filter filters out those repeated characters. Let me go down into it.
Three.
I'm on three. What that means is if it sees more than three, it'll say just three of them, like period, 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 and stop. I can go
two, one.
To the left.
All, one.
One is actually the lowest, and to the right of that.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Six is not the most. Just to the right of that.
All.
Is all. So you have a choice of one through six or all of them. If you want to hear every single character that's up there, you just select it all, and it will not filter any of them out. On the other hand, most people find it very useful to filter them out. So you have your choice of 1 through 6. All right, let's do an up arrow.
Filter.
And to the right.
Acronyms.
Acronyms.
Spell words that are all uppercase.
Spell words that are all uppercase. As you're reading a document, you know, most of the time, the words are not uppercase. The only things that would be uppercase are acronyms, like IRS, STAR, IBM, things like that. So most synthesizers, when it sees a word with a vowel in it, it will try to pronounce it, like ERS or IBM. Well, if you don't want that, if you want it to be, you know, read with a little more intelligence, let's say, you can have it spell the words that are all uppercase. And so just turn acronyms on, and you've got it.
Acronyms.
To the right of that.
Dictionary.
I'm back to dictionary. So each time the JAWS gets the end of the menu and wraps around in the beginning or the left, there's a beep from the computer. Okay, so that's the universal voice menu. Remember, you get here by doing a control slash to get to the menus, and then you can hit V for voice, or use your, you know, be sure you're on the voice option and hit the down arrow. Then you can hit U for universal, or you can use your arrow keys, right arrow, left arrow, to move over to the universal and hit enter. And then it'll pop you down to the left side of the universal menu, which is the dictionary. Let me put a beep on the tape here. Okay, now this is section 5, and we're done with the voice menu. I'll go up.
Universal.
I'm in the voice menu.
Voice.
I go up. There I am on voice, the main menu. Let me go all the way out.
Exiting C:\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
back, demoing the numbers, I think. So I'm going to go back into the menus with a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
Now I'm on voice.
Voice.
But we've covered that, so I'm going to move over to
config files.
Config files. Let me read the help line.
Load or save configuration files.
Load or save configuration files.
Load.
So I hit down arrow, and I have load to the right of that.
Save.
Save, and to the right of that.
Auto-load.
Auto-load. To the right of that.
Load.
Back to load. So it wrapped around and came back to load. All right, now configuration files are ways that we have of modifying the way JAWS acts, the way JAWS performs. And that's important because, as we mentioned before, you want JAWS to act differently in WordPerfect than in Lotus 1.2.3, and you want that to act different than it does in Microsoft Works. You want that to be different than, in DOS, let's say. So the configuration files are a way that JAWS can use the features it has built in different ways for different programs. And this config files menu is how we load the files we want, or save the files we want, or automatically load them. So let's talk about automatically loading them. That's the easiest way. Let's take the example of WordPerfect, one of the most popular programs, and we already have a predefined set of configuration files for WordPerfect. And when you install JAWS, you get the option of installing for WordPerfect and which version of WordPerfect, etc., and it copies those configuration files over to your disk. Then, to run WordPerfect, you just type in WP, and it runs WordPerfect. When JAWS sees that happening, it says, hey, we're running a program called WP. Let me look and see if I have any configuration files for that. So it looks on the disk, and it looks for files that start with WP and end with an extension that are a JAWS config file extension. If it finds any, it loads them up automatically. You don't even know it. It doesn't even tell you. It just does it. And so it's real simple and automatic. And that's this auto-load feature.
Save. Auto-load.
Over to the right is auto-load.
On.
Down into that, you can turn it on.
Off.
Or off.
Toggle. On.
I'm hitting a right arrow here to kind of read through the choices, and I'll do an up arrow.
Auto-load.
To get back up to auto-load. So it's a very handy feature. It automatically loads up the configuration files that you want. Another way to turn it on or off is to do an Insert A on the keyboard. Hold down the Insert key on the numeric pad and hit the letter A. And it'll say auto-load on, auto-load off. Each time you hit it, it will toggle. Now, that Insert A isn't always there. I want to keep reminding you, if you know some configuration files don't have that Insert A. A configuration file, remember, is a way that we can define how we want JAWS to work. And as a default, you know, the default configuration, it has an Insert A to toggle auto loading. But all the configuration files do not have that, so just keep that in mind. Okay, so that's auto-loading. It automatically loads up the configuration files. And at other times, you may need the option of loading in.
Auto-load. Load.
So that's what the load choice is here. If auto-load didn't find the file you wanted, or you had the file somewhere else and you have to load it specifically, or, you know, there's lots of reasons why you want to load a configuration file manually. So here's the load option.
Save.
And then there's the save option. Well, what the heck is that for? Well, these configuration files don't get there automatically. Some of them we provide for you, but we had to create them. We create them by making adjustments to JAWS, like the volume and the rate, for example, or setting up a new macro, or a frame, or just all kinds of things that can be done, or like those punctuation symbols settings. We can adjust that the way we want it, and then save it. And then that, once we save it, that means that later on we can load it. And then once we load a configuration file, it sets all those things the way they were when that file was saved. So it's a neat way of saving your work and then restoring it. Saving and loading. You know, a very handy feature. People, almost every JAWS user will use the voice file, to first adjust the volume, rate, pitch, and tone the way they want, the punctuation symbols, the numbers, and other things the way the individual wants it, and then save that file. And then when JAWS boots up, you can have it so that JAWS automatically loads that default voice file. And you don't have to make those adjustments. It comes up right off the bat, automatically adjusted the way you like it. And that's what these config files are for. So, well, how do we do that? Okay, well, let's do an example here.
Save.
I'm on save, but let me first change something. I'll go up.
Config files.
And over to the left.
Voice.
To voices. Down.
Global.
Down again.
Volume.
Rate. To the right for rate. Down again.
Three.
To the right.
Four.
To the right of that.
Five.
And I'll hit enter.
Enter.
So I changed my rate to 5. I'll go up.
Global.
Up.
Voice.
Over to the right.
Config files.
Down.
Load.
To the right.
Save.
I'm on save. Now I'm going to save this voice setting in a voice file. So I'm on save. Let me go down one more level.
Macro.
Well, there's the macro files.
Save the appropriate data.
And that was the helpline. I did insert 3 and it read save the appropriate data. Well, I don't want macro files. Let me hit the right arrow.
Frame.
There's frame. That's the frame files. I don't want that. To the right of that.
Environment.
Environment. Nope, that's not the right one. To the right of that.
Voice.
Voice. This is where I would save the voice file. All right, to the right of that
dictionary.
Is dictionary, and to the right of that
all.
Is all. Let me go back to the left.
Dictionary, voice.
I'm on voice. See, I've changed the voice parameter, which was the rate, and so all I really want to do is save a voice file. I don't want to save all the files, that's very wasteful, because I haven't made any changes to macros, frames, or environment, or dictionary. I've just changed the voice, so
voice.
I'm on voice, let me do another down arrow.
Enter file name colon C colon backslash deck PC backslash JAWS.
Enter file name. And then it gave me the name of the file that it thinks I should save it in. Let me read that again.
Enter file name colon C colon backslash deck PC backslash JAWS.
So it put up a file name here for me. It put up the drive, which was C colon, and it put up the subdirectory where I loaded JAWS from, which was deck PC. And then it put up the name, which was JAWS, the name of the file. Now, the subdirectory, in my case, is DECPC. That's different than what we installed it on tape, simply because I booted it up differently for this tape. Yours should be saying JAWS for the subdirectory, or something like that, whatever subdirectory you installed JAWS in. It's actually... The default is whatever subdirectory JAWS gets loaded from is the default subdirectory. And the default file name is JAWS. The default meaning the one that JAWS will load automatically when you load up JAWS. Okay, so we have JAWS, and the extension for a voice file is going to be JVF. But the extension we don't need to type in here. In fact, we don't have to type anything in. We've told JAWS we want to save a voice file, and it put up the name of the file, the subdirectory, and the disk drive where it thinks you should put it. And it's good to follow that advice, which I'm going to do. I'm just going to hit enter.
Enter. Okay.
I heard the disk drive go, and it said okay. And then if I do a say word,
voice.
I'm back up to voice. See, it's very important to take heed to what JAWS is suggesting there for several reasons. One is the JAWS knows what subdirectory the configuration files should go into. They should go into this subdirectory that JAWS was loaded from. So that's what it puts up there. It also knows what file it will load automatically next time in whatever situation you're in. And that's the file name it puts up there. Since I'm in DOS, it put up JAWS, J-A-W-S. Because that's the name we've told it. Hey, when you're in DOS, use the JAWS configuration files. That's the default. However, if we were in WordPerfect, it would use the WP configuration files. It would put that name up there. So JAWS will always suggest to you, it will always suggest what file name to use, what disk drive, subdirectory, and file name to use. And so it's important to, if you change that, be sure you know what it is, why you're using something different. Now, if I was to turn off my computer and reload JAWS, JAWS would, when it boots up, before it says anything, it'll look around on the disk for that file that I just saved, which is JAWS period JVF, and load it. How do I know the extension is JVF? Well, because we have told JAWS, hey, your voice files are going to have the extension JVF. That stands for JAWS voice file. Your macro files will have the extension JMF. That stands for JAWS macro files. Your frame files will be JFF. Your environment files will be JEF. Your dictionary files will be JDF. Obviously, the JFF stands for JAWS frame file. The JEF stands for JAWS environment file. And I'm sure you know what the JDF stands for. That's the dictionary files. So that's just a real handy way that JAWS can keep track of what file is what, and so can the user. You can look at that file in a directory listing and say, hey, that's a voice file. If it's called wp.jmf, you can say, hey, that's a macro file for WordPerfect. Or if it's 123.jff, you can say, hey, that's a frame file for Lotus 123. Or if it says JAWS.JVF, you can say that's the default voice file. So that's configuration files. The all feature there is handy when you want to load up files. You can use the all feature. I don't recommend it for saving, although, if it can be used for saving files also. Let's say you go You make a whole bunch of changes. You change the voice. You create a few frames. You create some new macros. You add a couple words to your dictionary. You adjust some things in the environment, like the smart screens. And you say, boy, that's a hard day's work. I'll just save a few steps, and I'll save all of them. So then you can use the all function there to save. And you can use it any time. It's just anytime you start messing around with making changes, it's always best if you know what you're doing.
PC cursor on.
And
save.
That's a rare commodity sometimes when you're dealing with these computers to know just exactly what it is you're doing.
Save.
I'm not necessarily talking about you. I'm talking about me too.
Config files.
So that's pretty much it with config files. I'll put a beep on the tape here.
This is the end of Side 2 of Tape 2 of the Basic Training Tapes for JAWS version 2.3.
You can contact Henter Joyce by mail at Henter, Henter-Joyce, Joyce, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33716. Also by phone at 800-336-5658 or area code 813-572-8900. You can also fax Henter Joyce at area code 813-528-8901 or contact our BBS at 813-528-8903. Henter Joyce is also on the World Wide Web at www.hj.com, and we have an FTP site, ftp.hj.com/pub/hj.